Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hod Shahad podcast, the Messenger Edition, where we have co-producers Ken and Rondaya Hodge. And we will now have the messenger, Rondaya Hodge, as we listen, as we have a conversation with God, about the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
I'm still dancing from the intro. Excuse me. I'm still dancing from the intro. I hear you,
brother.
All right. We are one. That's who we are.
Amen. Yes, we are.
Good evening to all. And there was just a little flashback to let us know that, once again, as we've said numerous times, that God has all kind of avenues and ways to relate to us, to talk to us. We just have to be able to open up our eyes and unclog our deaf ears so that we can hear what it is that God is saying. We've got to understand that, once again, that there is no respective person. There is no one that is higher or lower than anyone in spite of the circumstances. We have to understand, just as my brother said many, many, many years ago, we are one. We are one. And because we are one, we are all one of the same body, but we each have a life to live. And because we have a life to live, we've got to live our life. And I know it sounds like we're beating the drum, but it's important for us to understand. Each day, we've got to go out and work to be the best me that I can be.
Yes.
I cannot continue to let society, to let anyone dictate what is best for me. Because no one knows what is best for me than me. And so it's important for us to just really, really, really meditate and, as I've always said, go within and understand exactly what it is that I'm trying to relate to you, that you are part of the body of God. And when God created you, he created you for you to be the best you that you can be. Now, let me take that back. When I say God created you, when you created yourself, because in the beginning was God, and you were with God because you were a part of God. And through one of our many lessons, we spoke about time. There is no time but the present, the present time. So as strange as it may seem, or people might think the messenger is on something tonight, but I want you to understand that in the beginning you were there. And this is why I'm always telling everyone, there is nothing that you don't know. You just have to be able to bring it back to your remembrance because you were there. There's been so many things. If we stop and just really, really, really examine our lives, we'll see that we've said some things and we've done some things that, truth be told, we didn't really think we knew. But it came to us because we were there. Deja vu, do you understand? It's because time, there is no such thing as time, to be truthful about it. Time is something that man has created so that they can measure one distance from another. But when you are the everything, you are the difference, the distance between everything. There is no need for time. Especially when there is nothing but you. So what is there time for? What is the time? There is no time but the present. And so because it is a present, we need to treat it as a present. This present time we sent to ourselves. Each and every one of us sent this time to ourselves so that we can strive to be the best person that we can be, because we are creators. It's all part of the plan for us to create the best life that we can. And when I say these things, I'm not saying it in a selfish way, because what we have to understand, when you become the best you that you can be, you have no choice but to affect those around you. If nothing but for them to strive to be the best that they can be. And when we all start to be the best that we can be, then I'm not going to be so concerned because somebody's got on Mitch Mack socks. I'm not going to be so upset or outraged at the color somebody does their hair, whether they have hair or not have hair, whether they're, in our eyes, beautiful or ugly. It doesn't matter to us, because then we begin to see each other as one. And there's so many different messages that have been presented to us, and because we are looking at things with our eyes half shut, we're not seeing the true meaning of it. We're too busy looking at what it is that other people are saying. And other people, and I'm not going to go on a tangent regarding religion, but religion is one of the biggest culprits of it. And so this is why we've got it. I'm not telling anyone that they can't be part of a religion, but you can be part of something but not be it. The word says be in the world but not of the world.
Amen.
And so we've got to see things now from a spiritual perspective, because if you're going to honor God, honor yourself, you have to do it in spirit. And if you notice, I said honor and I didn't say worship, because you don't need to be worshiping yourself. And once you come to realize that you are part of the body of God, using the metaphor that we like to use with regards to mother, father, sister, brother type of thing, but we are talking about the spirit. So if we want to be that, we've got to start dealing with the spirit and not the carnal mind and what it is that we see about us. Because all that we see is just a figment of our imagination. And I go back to the movie regarding The Matrix. We need to be unplugged. Unplug unplug from this spiritual aspect, unplug from all of this crazy stuff that they've taught us about ourselves that isn't us. And we should be able to understand this and accept it, because there are so many other different things in life that they have told us that come to be wrong. They've told us we've only been here for about 1,000 years, if that. That's wrong. We were here since the beginning of time. Since the beginning of everything, we were here. There has been studies. I'm not going to get into it all tonight, but there's been studies to let us know that we are made up of the same particles or the same matter that the stars are. Life. God is life. Every living thing that has life is part of God.
Amen.
But we won't open up our eyes and ears to hear that, because somebody told you that you was going to hell if you thought something like that. If you thought you were equal to God, you was going to hell. And if we just use that metaphor of the parent, what parent is it that don't want their child to be better than them? But God, this God that we're serving, all of a sudden he's so jealous, he's so selfish, all he wants you is on your knees praising him. Think about that. This is what we've allowed our minds to grasp and hold on to forever in a day, even though throughout our lives we've been performing all kinds of miracles right before our very eyes. And still too blind to see it. We have been speaking things into existence from our early existence to this point in time. But we still don't believe it. But we believe that if we don't go to church Sunday morning, we go in the hell. And I just use that simple one just as an example of some of the crazy stuff that we believe. But then we can't believe stuff that has been proven. Because it goes contrary to what it is that we've been taught. And it's time for us to acknowledge that we are awoke. It's time for us to acknowledge that we are part of the body. How many of us, as we sit here on this podcast, how many of us have gone through certain things where something was just speaking to you, and it wasn't speaking to you from across the room? It was coming from within you. Now, it was coming from within you. Now, it might have echoed itself throughout the room, and that's all you heard, but it was coming from you. And some of us are so blinded that we think it's the devil. Instead of realizing that it is us. I'll give you guys a little test but just something that you can see, and then you'll begin to understand a little bit more about what I'm talking about. When you know something to be true, when you know it to be true, and then someone comes along and confirm what you know to be true, isn't it something inside of you that kind of feels what they're saying?
Say that again?
Yes, sir.
When you know something to be true, and someone comes along per se and confirm it, is something inside of you that says, yeah, that's right?
Yes, indeed.
Try the Spirit by the Spirit.
By the Spirit, amen.
The Spirit is going to confirm it. And if you really think about some of the what's going on in this podcast, the things that are being said, now, you can't receive it if you don't want to receive it. But the Spirit still knows. And even if, as we speak on this podcast right now, everything that I'm saying, if you don't want to agree with it tonight, you don't have to. But the spirit will bring it back to your remembrance.
Amen.
Because, once again, we are all one. And so this is why I titled this podcast tonight, Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself. I started to go slide in the Family Stone on y'all, but I said, no, I'm going to go with it. I started to go slide the Family Stone, but I said, no, I'm going to do a little smooth thing with Frankie. Because we are one. We are one with God. We just have to get in tune. And in order to get in tune, we need to go within. Everybody's always talking about, I look to the hills from which cometh my help. No, your help comes from within you. Within you. You can keep looking to the hills all you want, but if you don't go within, you're going to what?
Hold up.
All right, brother. Be there for me. All right, Deke. Yeah. That's what's going to happen. That is what's going to happen. And we've got to start applying this. And if we start applying it, what you'll find yourself doing, and I got to tell you, there's been numerous conversations that Nurse Carmen and myself have had, and we'll just start talking about things, and then the spirit starts just showing us.
Amen.
Right before our very eyes, the simplest things, that a lot of things that we let pass as coincidence or something like that, but you must know that there is no such thing as coincidence.
That's right.
That person that you thought about, that called you just as you was thinking about, that's not a coincidence.
That's true.
It is the power that we possess, but we rather walk around here thinking that we are inferior, that we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. This is what we'd rather think. And I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you there is no such thing as sin in the eyesight of God, because all of this he created and he allowed it to be. And when I say he created it through you and me. We created it. He allowed it to be. And if there was anything that he did not want to be, trust me, if he's any kind of God, it would not be. You think about each and every one of us in our households. If there's something in our household that we don't want, I mean, that's if we're in charge of our household, per se. You know, we got some people that, you know, don't want to take a stand. And I'm not saying it in a – I'm sorry? Yeah, I'm not saying it in a dominant way, but in a dominion. And a way for of taking control, per se, not to abuse or anything to that nature. But if there's something in your home that you don't want, it's not going to be there. But we want to believe that all of this stuff that's going on, that God does not want it. So he, instead of him taking care of it, he'd rather be mad and say, all right, go ahead and do it. I'm going to wait. And then I'm going to send you to hell. This is the God that we're talking about. We have to understand who we really are. And who it is that we belong to. We do not belong to this government. We do not belong to the United States. We are part of God.
Amen.
And I know after years and years of the different religions and sayings that people have said to you, it's hard to believe that. It's hard to understand just how magnificent you really are. We look at somebody because they got too much weight as being inferior, or they're too this or that as being not right. But everything that God made was good. And that includes you and I. As a matter of fact, it was better than good. It was great. Because we are part of him. But we allow people to tell us that there is something wrong, even though that same scripture that they'll try to beat you down with tells you everything that God created was good. But see, now here's what we want to do. We want to give the credit to our mothers and fathers as far as creating us, but we're still missing the point because our mothers and fathers are what? Part of God. So it's still part of the creation. So it didn't stop with this story about when in the 7 days. It didn't stop then. God is a creator, and so are you and I. We create. We created the day that we had today. Who had a good day today? Who?
I had a good day today.
And why did you have a good day?
I definitely had a good day.
And why did you have a good day? Think about it.
Because I had today.
So once again, because the sun came out, and I hear you, Brother Co-Producer, all right? So I didn't mean to, you know how I get when I get on a roll, and it's hard for me to stop. But what I want us to understand is that good day that we had, you made it a good day. Because you could have looked at it different, and it could have been so many different things that made it a bad day. But you chose for it to be a good day, in spite of whatever it was that people might have tried to throw at you. When you was ready to make that left turn and somebody was in your way, that could have made a bad day for some folks. But you chose that wasn't going to bother you. The boss got on your nerve, but you chose that wasn't going to bother you. Your lunch wasn't just right, but you chose for that not to bother you. So you made it a good day. And anytime you had a bad day, guess what? You made it that bad day because we have a choice. And it's really, really, you know, it sounds so simple, but it really is that simple. There's a scripture that says, the way is so simple that a fool cannot err. There is meaning to that. But instead, all we want to concentrate on is the fool part and stop and not understand that the way is simple. All we have to do is go within and know who we are. And stop worrying about Brother Jones and Sister Jones around the corner and worry about yourself. Because if you worry about yourself enough, and I don't mean worry per se, but what I mean is if you take care of yourself and your well-being to be the best that you can be, all that other stuff is going to take care of itself. Because all things are working together for the good. And it is time for us to take a stand to make a difference. We talk on the podcast, on the attic, on this podcast, and throughout our lives and stuff about all the crazy stuff that's going on. But it's time for us to take a stand and make a difference. Let's change that talk about the crazy stuff with R. Kelly until the beautiful stuff with the co-producer. Having the vision to put this together that maybe we can touch somebody. And if we could touch just one somebody and that one person touched somebody, we've started a movement. And we can't worry about the fact that it's just the four of us. We have to understand that all things is working together for the good. And just because it's the four of us here, trust and believe it's four more people somewhere else. Jesus said, my flock is not just here. I got many. And so what he's saying is just because we ain't all dancing to the same beat over here does not mean that we're not one. So I say to you, I'm bringing it down now. I'm bringing it down because I started to feel the glady-glads here because it's important for us to understand just how magnificent we truly are. And I think I think the spirit is talking to me tonight to talk to myself, because I have a tendency sometimes, silly stuff kind of gets me sometimes, and I can't let it, except what it did, it steals my joy. And nothing that anybody does should be able to steal my joy. Why? Because they didn't give it to me. And because they didn't give it to me, how can I allow them to take it away? You gave me $50, you might be able to get, it's going to be hard, but you might be able to get it back because you gave it to me. But my joy, you ain't got nothing to do with this. This joy I have,
nothing.
That nobody gave it to me. You know what I mean? Exactly. So we've got to change our perspective on things. And I'm not saying we can't joke and talk about different things, but in the bigger scheme of things, we've got to understand that we make a difference. Martin Luther King, when he started out, he didn't start out with the following that he had, but he kept going. And look what it built up to. Even Malcolm X, who was completely on the opposite side, but he turned out to be a great man as well. Buddha, Gandhi, all of these messengers, they didn't have the following that we think today that we should have, but it eventually came when they started out, they didn't have that. And if they can do it, so can we. Because we are all the same. Right. So on that note, I've went on a rant here, and I just wanted us to know just how special we really are. I just want us to know that
you can't go on a rant, brother, because it's your podcast.
Amen. Amen.
This is your show to do what you do.
And I thank you, and I thank the Spirit for allowing me this opportunity. But once again, when you did it, I don't even know. Maybe the Spirit did reveal something to you. That this, because you when I be slowing down, you be like, come on, bro, we got to do this. So it's the Spirit that you know what I mean. So these are the things that we've got to be mindful of. It ain't just, as we would say, as I would say, coincidence. There is something. Co-producer don't even leave his house. I don't think he go to the store without taking two or three mics with him. Because you never know. He might have to have airtime. But, you know, we joke. And there is nothing. This is what it's about, the passion. That passion. What it is. It's that passion that made LeBron James the king.
Amen.
It's that passion that made Michael Jackson one of the great kings.
Amen.
So I joke with you all the time, but I'm with you, bro. I'm with you.
Oh, no doubt. It's all good. Okay.
All right. So, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're messing with my controls.
Nah, I ain't touching them, man. You know what that is, right? That's a spirit, man.
Okay.
I'm just saying. You know what I said. You know it's supposed to end the show, but I'm gonna let you roll.
Okay. Hey, you know what? On that note, you are so everybody stay in their lane to do what they do.
That's right.
So I'm turning it over to you right now, Mr. Co-producer.
See, that's all I'm saying. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it comes that time in the evening where we end our podcast. I hope you've enjoyed the words from Brother Messenger Rondiah. Again.
Yes, I have. Thank you.
It's Sister Tippy, you still with us? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. It's just a message about trying to get you to understand that God is in every one of us. And it is his plan that we live our best life. Stop letting people determine what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. And again, search yourself. And you'll step out there sometimes. And when I say step out there, if you believe in it, then go get it. I hope you believe in what's considered to be good stuff, but if you believe in it, go get it. That's my message tonight. Hey, good night from Haj to Haj on Blog Talk Radio. Say good night, Cass.
Good night. Good night.
Love you all.
Good night.
Love you.
Love you.